Chapter 15. What am I missing? Magic is a science and art of causing change to occur in conformity with will. Aleister Crowley. What am I missing? A lot, no doubt. As I wrote in the introduction of this book, I did a limited amount of research. This book came together quickly and is no way intended to be a thorough review of Donald's campaign, let alone the man himself. So I am sure I have missed a lot, but that's not what I meant. I was being literal. In the movie, Now You See Me, Morgan Freeman's character says, when the magician waves his hand and says, this is where the magic is happening, the real trick is happening somewhere else. We all know that the secret to magic is misdirection. And that has me asking, what am I missing? What am I not seeing? Will the real Donald Trump please stand up? In the Washington Post, in an article entitled, I just binge-read 8 books by Donald Trump, here's what I learned, Carlos Lozada writes, over the course of 2,212 pages, I encountered a world where bragging is breathing and insulting is talking, where repetition and contradiction come standard, where vengefulness and insecurity erupt at random. Having watched many, many hours of Trump, I wouldn't even attempt to sum up the man, let alone attempt to surmise what he would do as president. How much of what Donald says is just the sizzle? Does he really intend to build that wall? How far can and will he go with his agenda? What would a Trump presidency ultimately look like? It's impossible to know. And that's one of the reasons why people are drawn to him. Many people are sick of a politics that is more of the same. And Trump offers something quite different. That's certainly not enough to explain how he won. Built-in advantages. Despite a great disadvantage due to his lack of political experience, Trump did start his campaign with a number of advantages over the field. Trump gets away with being Trump because the audience has become conditioned to expect it from him. Donald has tapped into something. As a Washington outsider, he's able to ride the wave of discontent with DC politics. A further distinction he draws, with his vocal proclamations, he's not paid for. He's funding his own campaign. As a rich and successful businessman, he has a reputation that appeals to a variety of voters. At what is a rough time economically for many workers, concerned with stagnant wages and growth, outsourcing, and a range of financial worries, many people are thinking, maybe you can improve things. As a celebrity who has spent decades in the white-hot spotlight, Donald brings to his campaign a visible brand and an enormous army of fans. It's true that these advantages have greatly served Donald, but if this was all he'd shown up with, he'd been kicked off the stage months ago. Donald, however, is a seasoned winner. And as I've written about in some length, it is his skillfulness at manipulating attention and bringing us along with his messaging that drove his winning playbook. But there's something more. Beyond confidence, man. Researching this book, I began thinking about an interview I watched between Bill Maher and psychologist Maria Konnikova about her book, The Confidence Game. Talking about con artists in general, they discussed whether Trump is a con man, putting on an old-fashioned confidence play. Of course, we will only ever know if Donald ultimately gets the chance to deliver on his promises, or to prove his critics right that, like many politicians, he's selling hope for change. But having closely observed Trump, I don't see a man just selling confidence. I've never met Donald, but in certain ways, he reminds me of my former boss at Goldman Sachs Australia, now former Prime Minister of Australia, Malcolm Turnbull. From his success as a barrister, to making a fortune as a banker, and now as a leader of the country. Like Donald, Malcolm proves that a highly skilled winner is hard to beat at any game. Both men are tenacious and hard-charging. They're brash, focused on results, and willing to crack a few heads to get there. These types of people don't live in our reality. They create reality for the rest of us. Trump's not a con artist, fabricating a reality. For decades, he's lived inside a reality in which he would make a tremendous president. And he's merely brought a lot of other people into that reality. Who does that? When I began this work on Trump, I wasn't at all focused on Donald's communication method, but rather on his mindset. As a so-called expert on the mind and advisor to leaders, I wanted to know, after waves of harsh criticism,